So here's the inside scoop. I'm going to drill down into all the ways that a podcast producer can help you with your podcast. And I'm also going to talk about the byproducts of doing this. Okay, so how it really does pay off for you to work with someone like me to create and launch your new podcast. So these are some of the ways that it's like you are actually paying yourself back in the areas of time, confidence, creativity, and having more time, having more white space. So that's kind of the same as time, right? But when I say white space, it's like that space, almost like a canvas that you get to, you know, think of new ideas, think of new episodes, and just explore instead of feeling like, you know, you're always producing the podcast. You're spending more time on the podcast back end than you are recording it. And that is what can often happen. And also, I'm going to share a little bit about what sets me apart from other podcast producers out there. And, you know, it is a superpower. I'm going to share the superpower that I have that allows me, because I see the blind spots before you do. I see the things that are hurting you that you don't even realize. And these are the things that make podcasting a drag, a slog, a chore, not fun. So a podcast producer helps you to keep the fun so you can focus on the creativity piece. And so then you get to do what you do best and only you can do. And that is to serve your clients, right? That's to be that steward for your clients and serve them. And then I will do what I do best. And that is to produce a kick-ass podcast for you. So here is how a podcast producer saves you a ton of time. And the other thing I have to say that really does set me apart is that I am not only a podcast producer, but I'm also a certified life coach who has identified where those like little moments are where you just want to stop, right? I call it the pod fade brain. So when that happens, I'm here to coach the heck out of your pod fade brain. When you fall in that ditch, I get you back up. I get you back on that road again because it's going to happen. Trust me, it does happen. And it's just normal, right? It's just a normal thing that does happen. So if you're like, yeah, I know that's going to happen. And I know that I can coach myself through it, or Kara can help me with the tools to get through it, right? So those are the things that really do help me set me apart so that I can help you to really create a successful podcast that creates legacy in your business, that really serves your clients, that really, really becomes this body of work, this teaching tool for your listeners and your clients. Okay, so enough of that. Let me really dive into what you really wanted to hear, right? It was like, what do you do? What does a podcast producer do? Like, what do you do if I'm coming to you and I don't have a podcast, but man, I'm ready. I have so many ideas. It is time. I can't wait to open my mouth. So you're not afraid to open your mouth because you're already doing it with your people, right? You know, because I was just working with a new client yesterday who is just like chomping at the bit. I can't think of another word for it. Because she's like, oh, I'm so ready. I'm so excited. I'm so floored. And so I'm so excited to share this with you. And I thought, you know what? This is literally what it is that I talk about with someone who comes on a call who is interested in working with me. And like, this is what we talk about on a consult. And so I thought, why not just turn this episode like it into a consult for you. So you're like, yeah, this is exactly what we're talking about. And then at the end of this episode, I'll give you a chance to schedule one if you want to. Like if you still have questions and you really want to have that personalized one-on-one time with me to talk about your future podcast, then you can certainly do that. All right, so let's dive in to, I have about 13 different things that I do. There's always more, but this gives you a really good rundown because I'm just going to say that everyone's a little bit different. Every situation is a little bit custom. And so that's why at the end of this episode, I'm going to give you a chance to schedule a call with me. Okay. But I want you to know what these things are now. So that is going to give you a really, really good idea before we even get on the call. Or maybe you're going to be like, hey, this sounds great to me. Just send me the link where I can lock in my spot. And I also give that to you at the end of this episode too. Okay. So let's just dive right in. Okay. So the first thing, one of the first things that we do anyway, you know, a lot of this stuff kind of works together, works in tandem. But one of the first things that I really like to talk about is, you know, help you with is, you know, your show art, because that is something that I create. I create your podcast brand. And that might be very similar to what your coaching brand is, right? And we tie that in with your podcast, or we just focus on here's the podcast brand. And I work on a bunch of different examples for you, and I send those to you, and you get to decide yay or nay. And we keep going back and forth until we nail it, until you are absolutely in love with your show art, you know, so that it is tap worthy. It is tap worthy, if you know what I mean. Like somebody wants to just tap on that button, they have to listen to what you have to say when they open up their podcast player. Okay, the next thing, number two here in this list is we work on your name. Now, a lot of the times I have people that come to me and they already know what they want to, you know, name their podcast. They have ideas. And so I help you to kind of optimize that, if that makes sense. Like, you know, do a little bit of research for you and help you to like, see like, okay, are there other podcasts? Have you, and this is something that you could probably do now. Take a look at the Apple Podcast app on your phone. And if you don't have it, just really, I think you should, because it is in and of itself is like a search engine, not just a great place for us to listen to all our favorite podcasts, but also to use it like a search engine, especially in the beginning phases of our podcasting journey. And it's also very useful at all the way through your podcasting journey when you're thinking in terms of, do I want to get on other shows? And you can find them there. Okay. Enough said about that, right? I mean, it is like a one-stop shop for podcasting. So, but anyway, so one of the things that you can do is when you open up that app, you tap the little search button on the bottom right, and type in the name or a string of words that you're thinking of. And what's going to happen if you also make sure that you're selecting all podcasts, not just the ones in your library, you're going to see all the podcasts that actually have those words in the name or in the description or in a subtitle. And so then you can click through on those names, those words that pop up, and just take a look. Just take a look at what they're doing too. But also, this just helps you to see, okay, that name's taken. So how can I put a little bit more of a spin on that name, right? So you can still choose a similar name, you know? There's, I mean, really, you get to do whatever you want. You get to kind of put your flair on it and mix things up. Okay. So that's one of the first two things. And then the third thing is your show description, you know, and that is what is the solution, right? If someone came to your podcast, right, they click on their player, they find you, and you're talking about who, you know, it's like the who and what and like where, but it's more of like the who and the what, right? So who you are, but what are you providing? Like, what's the solution and where are you taking them? Like, what's the path that you're taking them on? If you can say that in your description, that's really amazing, right? Because people will be like, yep, I'm signed up, subscribe me, right? And so these first three things are the first three things I really, really want to work on if you haven't already, because this is what sets in motion the excitement, right? It's like you can almost visualize, because if you have a name, right, and you have a show description, it's like a synopsis of what it is that you do, it sets in motion like this is a real thing now. I have a podcast. I can envision the podcast. I have an anchor for everything else, okay? And then when I work on the show art, how does that all kind of work together? And then you have this little inspiring driver for all the other things, okay? So that's why I love to work on those first three. And if you are already working on those, so get to work after this episode and really be thinking about those things before you set up your call with me. And then we can work on that and kind of play around with ideas together. Okay, and the fourth thing is So you record, right? Like, so I'm going to help you, give you ideas if you need help with that. And so you're going to be just, that's all you need to worry about, right? And if you can record and be okay, even if you're like really confident, if you're confident, amazing. But even if you feel a little bit shaky, like that's okay too. You're going to get better. And how do you get better? Over time, you just keep doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it. That's it. And so if you can focus your efforts there, right, and recording, and remember, you're an amazing coach. You're already doing this. You're already, you know, you're already working with your clients. You're already working with them every single like week, right? So you record, you send it to the cloud, right? And so the way I work with my clients is they record and they just send it whatever on a given day of the week. They drop it in the, you know, in Dropbox is what we use. And I always know, depending on my clients, you know, production, like what day they want to release their episodes, they drop it in, you know, a week ahead, and I get to work. So in the beginning, it's a little bit different if we're launching. So I will help and coach you on recording and putting all those pieces together. I'll give you tips and advice, and I'll hold your hand if you need me to. And then the pieces of that recording is, they're pretty simple, right? So it's to record an intro and an outro, right? And so 30 seconds is like a good time frame for an intro and an outro. And then what I do is I put that together with the music that you choose, and I'll give you resources and help you find the right music for your podcast and your style and all that fun stuff. And so then I put those two things together. I duck your voice. We call it duck the music under your voice. And I will edit that. I'll edit out pauses. I'll edit out any other faux pas. And yeah, and I'll just help you to find the right thing to say so that you feel really confident about that. Okay, so number six is I set up your host. And so, okay, you might be thinking, what is a host? So you know that you have a website host. Well, a podcast host is very similar, right? So there are a lot of large files when it comes to podcasting. And also, it's also so that this host can maintain the files so that they can also live on, you know, be heard on all the podcast players. And basically, the host is the place that houses your episodes and also feeds them out. Almost like, I think of it like a spider web, right? It feeds them out to all the different players that are out there. So this is the best and simplest example of what a host is. And this is where your podcast lives. The hosts that I suggest and I recommend, and I'll mention them here. My number one favorite is called Buzzsprout. There's also other hosts. There's Libsyn, which is short for Liberated Syndication. So Libsyn, Libsyn.com or Buzzsprout.com. And then there's Anchor, which I don't use, and I know a little bit about it to be dangerous, but it's better for me to recommend just a couple. This is not an episode on recommending hosts, because really, if you work with me and you launch your podcast with me, I really do recommend Buzzsprout because they have a lot of great user-friendly options, sound bites. It's easy to do sound bites, audiograms. It's just, they have, you know, and they also have beautiful players. So it's just what I recommend. Okay, so number seven, the thing that I do, thing seven is I submit your show to Apple Podcasts. So that's like what I was kind of saying before. So your host will feed everything out to all the players. But before that happens, we actually have to set things up so that Apple knows you exist. And that is something that I do for you on the back end. And then what I do is we have all these pieces together. You've recorded your intro, your outro, everything's great. Then you send me everything. It's all in the cloud. And all I do is I jump in there and I create the first four episodes for you. So that's part of this launch program that I offer. All the things that I've mentioned so far, but there is more to come. So hang in there with me. So I produce the first four episodes. Now that's one full month of production. Seriously, it's amazing, right? One full month. your first month of episodes. And then number 9 is I coach the heck out of your pod fade brain that gets overwhelmed, that wants to stop, that wants to keep re-recording and worries about your voice. You're telling yourself it's not good enough. You're like the tweaker. You're always tweaking. No, we put that to bed. Lovingly, we say goodbye to all the tweaks. And you know why? Because you've got baby birds to feed, coach. Okay. And, you know, you don't need to be worried about every You'll hear that I say and, you know, I'll pause because that's life and that's natural. And spending time removing every single and ah, it's just a little over the top. But, you know, if you mess up, I'm there. I got you. I'll take that out. Like, your episodes are going to flow beautifully with me by your side. Okay. But wait, there's more. I love saying that. Okay. So I think I said there was 13, but I skipped. So yeah, because I actually there's 12, but you know, there's probably, like I said earlier, I think I said, there's always more. There's always more that I do, right? There's always going to be more. Everybody has a custom experience. Okay. So the 10th thing here is I create audiograms for each of those 4 episodes that I mentioned. And what I do is I create 3 audiograms. And you know what I mean when I say audiograms? You know when you're on Instagram, you see those little audio snippets with the little squigglies, sound bites. You know, you see this, that's what a sound bite is, right? The little kind of up and down that moves, sort of animated looking. That's an audiogram. Okay, so I create those little clips for you, 3 per episode of the 4 episodes that I'm doing in this launch program. Then I create a transcript for each episode. Whoa, really? Oh my goodness. Yes. So it's a transcript that is embedded, right? We can embed that on your website, depending on the kind of website that you have. And then I schedule it. This is the, oh, I do have a number 13, by the way, you guys. Okay, so 11 was your transcripts. And then 12 is I schedule it the day you want to share the work. And then 13, lucky number 13, even though some people don't think that's lucky. But my husband's birthday's on July 13th. So how could it not be a lucky number, right? But the 13th number or the 13th thing is I will create a template for your website, for your show notes pages on your website. Isn't that amazing? Yes, you're welcome. Okay, so, and then after all this stuff is done, we're like, hey, like, we're gonna have a pod party. We've already talked about, like, when is your launch? When do you wanna get this out to the world, right? And so what I do is at this point, after everything's in motion, right? All the pieces are created. We've scheduled out those 4 episodes. And now it's about having a fun. It's about sharing and creating a buzz. What I do at this point is I share resources that support you during the launch phase of your podcast so that you can create really a beautiful big wave, because I believe that creating a podcast is a community and it's a collaborative effort, because a rising tide always lifts all boats. Ladies, we're not islands. Get the help. This is real self-care. Take care of yourself and your baby birds by doing the things that only you can do and working with experts who can help you with the rest. You will be so much more successful, so much happier, joyful, content. You won't burn out. Invest in the podcast you want to give the world. Okay, so you want to take me up on this? You want to know how to do that? So what I do is I take only 1 new podcast launch client per month. And here's why. Because I also have production clients that I work with. So these are my clients who have either launched with me and then have gone into the month-to-month experience with me. And then, you know, I still, those are my baby birds, right? And my launch clients. And I only take 1 client because this is how I keep the highest quality in my work. And I give the white gloves treatment for you and all of my clients, right? So here's what you need to do if you want to lock in your spot with me. So you can visit caragotwarner.com/services, okay? Or just go to caragotwarner.com, click on services, and you're going to see my Ready, Set, Launch program. It's right on the top of that list. And then I will immediately be in touch with you to set up your onboarding session. How cool is that? And if you have any questions about the program, please feel free to just email me. You can email me first, just kind of ask me some questions. I'm happy to do that. You can send your email to me at cara@caragotwarner.com. All right. So that's all I got for you. So I hope this was really informative and really helpful for you to see exactly what happens when we work together on your podcast. All right. I'll see you next time.